Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Secret Sales Sauce Podcast, where we take business owners, top salespeople, CEOs, managers, and directors of salespeople. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because if you don't give salespeople a time limit, they just won't shut up. So here we go. Question number one, in a couple sentences, tell me who you are and what do you do?
I'm Tristan Crummer. I'm the founder of Chromatic. It's an innovation consultancy that operates globally with companies like Unilever, work for the US government, the UK government. Basically, we just take large organizations that are struggling to get new products out into the market. Sometimes it takes them a year or two, and we force them to get out of the building and test new ideas in weeks or days.
Awesome. I like that there, because I'm kind of the same way, just get the darn thing done. So I love that style there. Question number two, what is the best thing about being in sales?
Yeah, that's kind of a funny question because I don't really consider myself as being in sales. My job is really to create value through innovation. So the sales process is really just the beginning of that collaboration. It's the part where I get to be very honest and open with the client and make sure that we're actually a good fit, because I really do not want to sell to people that I can't actually help. And I'm sure they don't want me wasting their time. So that sort of open collaboration right at the beginning really allows us to figure out whether or not we're going to be able to do business with each other. So it's not sales to me. It's just collaboration.
I like that style there. So question number three, what part of sales and prospecting do you find most challenging?
Probably that latter part. So prospecting, I think, is incredibly challenging, both from a morale point of view, to send out that number of emails and get that number of no's or that number of just like crickets chirping. It's also just invariably a much lower quality lead source than inbound interest or referrals for us. So it's difficult to prioritize the amount of time that's necessary to make it work well.
Right.
But it's necessary if you're going to scale your business. So for me, it's a big trade-off between the time that I might spend doing other things like content marketing or actual client work. Devoting and focusing time to prospecting is incredibly difficult, and I don't think I've quite mastered that.
Yeah. A lot of people tell me the top of the funnel, getting people into the funnel, is the most difficult part. So you are not alone. Question number four, what other business owners, CEOs, sales managers, or directors that you know that you think would be a great guest for the Secret Sales Sauce Podcast?
So I would absolutely recommend Wanda Brown. Wanda Brown is the sales trainer that I learned from when I was working at Luxor, another kind of innovation and accelerator agency run by Janice Fraser. And Janice Fraser might probably be the other one. She's absolutely phenomenal. She's always been a big hero of mine and very impressive on the stage in her ability to sell herself and her vision to an audience.
Well, I will look them up when we're done here. So let's get to question number five. And Tristan, this is where you give a sample of your secret sales sauce.
So I don't know if mine is so secret, but for me, I'm very much an introvert. So the entire approach to sales is very challenging in general. So not thinking of it as sales is one of the most important things. So Wanda Brown actually told us in particular that you need to right away in the conversation, give the customer the permission not to buy, but also give yourself the permission not to sell. So to accept the fact that you're not going to make every sale, that you don't want to make every sale. In fact, you're going to have a lot of clients coming to you and you realize that this is going to be a horrible relationship, that this customer is perhaps going to be a pain in the ass and you don't actually need to succeed every time. And that sort of permission really allows me to relax and give the best of myself and make sure, again, that it's a very good fit. And I'm happy to say that kind of as part of what I've learned over the years and what I've learned with that simple tip. I actually have a 65% close rate on all of our qualified opportunities, which I understand is pretty decent for somebody who does not actually like selling.
No, the 65%, that's a pretty good number there. So I like that there. Basically, you come into your sales process, from what I understand, very relaxed, very chill, and they don't buy. And if they're not a good client, they're not a good client. The end.
Yeah. I mean, it helps that, again, that I focus mostly on inbound sales. So that's a huge help to me. It helps with that initial qualification process. Mm-hmm. But just being relaxed, being open and honest is the best thing. Like, I've had a lot of situations where we've done channel sales, where the salesperson actually engaged has essentially sold something, which they haven't verified that they can actually deliver.
Right.
And then they hand it over to us and say, please give them this. And we're like, what is this? We never talked about this. We never agreed to this. And I think that's a way a lot of people think about sales, in that used car salesman sort of way, where you have to close the deal, promise them whatever they want, and we'll figure it out later. And that's not always, I think, the best thing to do. It's not honest with either yourself or with your customer, and you just might wind up selling a lot of stuff that doesn't really scale or doesn't really work with your business right. model, and just kind of struggling instead of really doing what you do best.
Completely agree with you there. Let's get to question number six. Tristan, most important question of the podcast. Tell me about your first time, your first sale.
The first enterprise sale I made was, at least with this company, was with Swisscom. It was kind of interesting because they came to me, or they were referred to me, I think, by Janice Frazier. And it was a little funny because they called me looking for somebody to do a workshop, which is, again, being an introvert is not the first thing that I love doing, getting up on stage and right. Talking to a whole bunch of people. But I do it because I spent 10 years in the music industry, so I'm relatively comfortable on stage, even if it's not my favorite thing to do in the world. But in talking with them, again, in that very open fashion, I quickly figured out that a workshop wasn't actually going to deliver the value they wanted. Talking through it, the value they really wanted was a behavior change. And that doesn't happen when you just kind of like talk at somebody and then disappear. They really needed somebody to coach this particular team over a reasonable period of time and ingrain new habits, a new mindset, and a new way of working. So I did wind up proposing a coaching program to them, and they loved the idea. They said, yes, that's what we really need. You're totally right. We don't need a workshop at all. That would have been absolutely the wrong thing. We went through the procurement process. We got a contract up and ready to go. We had our purchase order all ready and go. And then kind of at the finish line, I guess somebody who is perhaps one level up from the buyer that I was dealing with, maybe the buyer's boss, kind of came back and pushed back and said, wait a minute, I wanted a workshop. And so we wound up having to kind of shoehorn a workshop into it. And we just called the first day of the engagement, like, the workshop.
There you go.
Just to make sure that, because they just didn't understand what coaching was. So right. we had to make sure to speak in the actual language that the company understood. And mm-hmm. we just labeled the coaching session a kickoff and actually closed the deal. So it was just a reminder to myself to always like not fight over terminology, but just speak in the language of the customer and make sure that they're getting the value, the most important thing, but also make sure they understand what you're offering.
Wonderful. Well, I love that story there. So Tristan, you have 1 minute and 23 seconds left. This can nice. Be promo time. You can ask me a question. You can talk about the books on your wall. Whatever you want, the floor is yours.
I'll try and do all three very quickly then. So okay. promo time. I do blog. I love to hear questions from people. Particularly, I guess, in this context, if you have questions about innovation and selling new innovative products, like disruptive products that don't have a set sales process, I would love to hear those questions because that's a really interesting topic for me. Mm-hmm. So if you have those type of questions, please go over to chromatic.com and hit the contact us button and send them over, because it's sort of a thing that's very helpful for me to develop new material and to make sure that I'm getting the right information out to my clients. Books on the wall. I do not speak Chinese. My Chinese is very poor. So that's the only thing I can comment there. My question for you would probably be, what is the best sales tip that you have heard in the last 6 months?
I would say not the best sales tip, but the best basically business tip. This is one there. Treat your business like a cup of coffee. Coffee needs four things: beans, water, cup, and heat. And now you have a cup of coffee. Now focus on the cream and sugar.
Huh. Interesting.
So, and with that, we're actually done. We are done there. So you pulled it off. Six questions in 9 minutes, because if you don't give salespeople a time limit, they won't shut up. Say your website one more time for me.
Chromatic.com, K-R-O-M-A-T-I-C.
It's already in the description. So Tristan, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
All right. Thanks very much, Bob.
You're welcome. And for everyone else watching or listening, make sure you check out the Secret Sales Sauce podcast. More episodes. My name is Bob Clark. You guys all have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye.